I want to get to the nitty-gritty of what daily decisions are like for restaurant owners. Chef Beverly Gannon's one of the original Hawaii regional cuisine chefs. She owns and operates Hali'i Mailei General Store and Gannon's, both on Maui. 33 years. Great restaurant business. I asked her to describe what exactly restaurant owners are facing.
In all this insurance that we've paid for 30 years and never used, and now with our business being interrupted, oh no, there's a fine print right here that we don't cover pandemics. You know, who the hell ever
really?
Thought that? Yeah. And guess what? And they want us to keep paying our workman's comp insurance. We're not open. I don't have any workers. Oh, but you need to pay that insurance, and you need to pay this insurance, and you need to pay that. And I understand the trickle down. They have to pay their bills. They have to pay this. But over the 30 years, I've probably paid in the millions of dollars in insurance. There is no help. I mean, there is no help out there. I've paid rent at Hali'i Mailei General Store for 33 years. On time, 33 years. And my landlords are asking me how I can pay my rent while I'm closed. After 33 years, I ask if I could just, from the day I close to the day I reopen, forgive my rent. It gives me a huge possibility of reopening. They don't get it. Oh man, I employ at Hali'i Mailei, that's 60 people who I employ there, 60 or 70. We had a fire. This is funny. It's not really funny, but there was a big fire on Maui, and it was just below the general store. And I looked at my husband and I said, you know what? I wish the wind would change direction, because if my restaurant burned down, they would have to pay me business interruption insurance.
You know, what was business like before?
So business pre-COVID was absolutely stunning. We would all talk and go, oh my God, this is so good. It's so busy. We can't find any help. Everybody's working double time, because you'd put an ad in the paper and nobody would answer. Our unemployment on this island was like 2%. 18, 19, and those first couple of months of 20, we were kind of back at it. You know, it took my business close to 9 years to get back from the last recession. So March 18th at 7 o'clock, we closed our doors, and, you know, we haven't been open since, except for a few weeks ago, we decided to start doing little meal kits.
What is your income gone from what to what?
On the good months, the restaurants, it could be anywhere from $200,000 a month to $350,000 a month. June, I did $4,000 in business. So I've had no income. And like today, I just had a waiter. He worked for me 19 years. He just stopped by and said he's moving back to the mainland. Rebecca and I stood there and we cried. It was like, oh my God, you're kidding, because he was such a good waiter and he was such a great guy and he was part of the family.
Are you starting to hear people are leaving then?
Absolutely. We're different than Oahu because you've got a population there, right? When those hotels aren't open and all our winter birds aren't here, you know, we have 150,000 people on this island. Us in the restaurant business, I don't know if you've heard, you know, we formed this Maui Restaurant Hui mainly so we could cry on each other's shoulders and try and get it out to people that in our business, people think you're making money hand over fist. You're really not. 95 cents of every dollar we make goes out the door. So restaurants, if they're lucky, can net 5%.
People don't realize the margins are so slim.
Nobody does. They really don't. And then tack on that, we're policemen now. If somebody shows up at the door and they refuse to put on a mask, we have to turn them away. And then they're pissed. And then they'll never come back to our restaurant when we open up again.
You know what, Bev? The Brookings Institution came up with these recommendations to try to help the restaurant industry. I wonder if I could just run some of them by you and you tell me how viable they might be. Okay. They say that restaurants are going to have to develop takeout and delivery And they recognize that a lot of restaurants, oh, delivery, great, but it's so expensive. Some of these apps do some type of delivery.
No, I'm not a takeout restaurant. That's not what I do. I'm not going to compromise my food, and neither are most of the other finer restaurants on Maui. You put food in a box and deliver it. I've done it. I stopped doing it. I stopped doing takeout because you know what? People then called and said, well, our fish was overcooked and this wasn't right. That's not what I'm in the business. I'm in the business of serving you food, beautifully put on a plate, putting it in front of you, and you paying me for that.
Another one of the Brookings ideas was restaurants maybe could like expand what they do, like go into a little grocery type of retail. And
a restaurant is a specific kind of business. Catering with food is a specific kind of business. Packaging of food and going into a retail store is a completely different business. Packaging stuff and putting it in the stores, you can't make any money doing that. We make our money on our bars. My bar at Hale'i'imaile General Store is full almost every night with people coming and sitting and having dinner and talking to the bartender. We are an entertainment business. We are what you do on special occasions, on graduations, on, you know, I go out all the time, you know, and part of the experience of that dining experience is your interaction with everybody. You know, we've been out a few times and some of the places are doing a great job with the tables apart, but I look at it and I go, oh my God, this restaurant can only seat 30 people at a time. You know, and I know what it costs them to keep those doors open, but I thought if I open up, I'm going to take some of their business away. We're talking to a lot of people and nobody really has come up with, even the bigger chefs, the Danny Myers, the Let Us Entertain You group, nobody's figured it out. The rules that are going to be put on us are going to make this one of the most difficult businesses to be in. We want to do things right, but I have to tell you, the rules for us change almost daily. And all we want to do is get back to work and bring back our entertainment world of dining. When you have to wear a mask when you walk through the restaurant, what happens if, like at Hale'i'imaile, I can have 10 tables of people that know each other? They can't go up to each other and say hello and give them a hug, or it's crazy.
I know how that dining room is.
It's a party. One of the things I feel really bad about is it being shut down. You know, I have to protect every penny. I mean, so part of me feels bad that I haven't done anything for the community during this. I thought the other day, I thought, well, you know what, for Thanksgiving, say we're going to open one day and it may be not even Thanksgiving. It may be someday soon and just do a big Thanksgiving dinner and feed as many people as we can feed until we don't have any more food.
Don't make me cry.
No, I cry a lot. And, you know, I'm not a crier. I had a day 3 days ago where I just kind of sat down and my eyes were welling up with tears. And I go, I can't let this beat me, but I don't know what to do. You know, and none of us do.
How's this going to make sense for you? I mean,
you know, I've gone in circles on how to reopen, when to reopen, what to do. And really what I figured is as soon as the hotel's open is waiting 30 days to make sure that we don't get spikes. I can't do it until I figure it out and know that it's going to be successful. You know, and none of us do.
How's this going to make sense for you?
I've gone in circles on how to reopen, when to reopen, what to do. And really what I figured is as soon as the hotel's open is waiting 30 days to make sure that we don't get spikes. I can't do it until I figure it out and know that it's going to be successful.
Chef Bev Gannon of Maui. Ever heard of Art de Vivre, the art of living? Bev was getting at how much restaurants are a part of that art.